In an attempt to win over the support of his rogue colleagues, the Prime Minister is looking at intervening in the energy market to force power prices down. Malcolm Turnbull has spent the week reaching out to a handful of coalition MPs opposed to the National Energy Guarantee. They don't believe it'll bring power prices down far enough, and to avoid an embarrassing fallout, Mr. Turnbull is moving quickly to appease their concerns. Political reporter Stephanie Boris has more.
It's one of the government's flagship policies, but its future is by no means certain. Liberal frontbencher Melissa Price is urging her colleagues to end the fighting.
It's the best energy policy we've got. We need it to get the prices down, and they need to get on board.
A small but loud group of coalition MPs is threatening to vote against the National Energy Guarantee, among them Andrew Hastie.
I said that I would reserve my position, and I maintain that.
But Melissa Price says they need to reconsider their position.
I don't think it's appropriate that they should be crossing the floor.
Andrew Hastie told the ABC's Matter of Fact he isn't convinced the National Energy Guarantee will do enough to reduce power prices.
At the moment, I don't see how signing up to 26% gets power prices down. Power prices is my foremost concern.
With Labor yet to confirm if it backs the National Energy Guarantee, the Prime Minister needs the support of his colleagues. He spent the week reaching out to some of those opposed to the plan. One coalition MP told the ABC they saw that as a sign he was pressing the panic button. And publicly, frustration among those who support the plan is spilling over.
Well, I'd say to them to wake up, get on board.
Nationals MP Luke Hartsuka says the lack of clarity is frustrating voters.
People are sick of waiting around for this to be done. They want it to be concluded.
In an attempt to get those group of MPs on side, the ABC has been told Malcolm Turnbull isn't ruling out intervening in the energy market to bring down prices sooner. One government source said if we need to use a big stick to lower prices, we will. That could mean setting a default electricity price, as recommended by the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission.
I'd be confident in saying just about all your listeners, except those who are on the very best offers now, will save hundreds of dollars with this recommendation. It's a very powerful recommendation.
Rod Sims is the ACCC chairman. He delivered a list of recommendations to the government earlier this year about how to reduce power prices. And he says if this particular measure is introduced, households and small business owners will see changes to their bills next year.
At the stroke of a pen, those who are on the standing offers save a lot of money overnight. And for the rest of us who aren't on these standing offers, they will have a better way to compare offers in the market, and that, in my view, will clearly lead to lower prices, and significantly lower prices.
But he points out there is no silver bullet, and a raft of changes are needed to ensure households and businesses get the best deal. As to what the deal will end up looking like, Malcolm Turnbull will want to lock in measures sooner rather than later to appease those agitating against the National Energy Guarantee.
Stephanie Boris reporting.